Right at it.
Right at it. Oh, he's done it again. Just as he did at the John Deere for his first win.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, quite amazing. Jordan Spieth, he's now got 10 big wins, and I think under 24, that equals what Tiger Woods has achieved, which is very special, Paul Gow. Good morning.
Yeah, morning. Yes, he's a special player. I love him. He's great for the game. You don't need commentators when you've got Jordan around. He tells you what he thinks, and you know, if everybody is quiet, you can hear him and his caddy talk. But I think one of the impressive bits is Justin Thomas, his best mate, tweeted when he hit in the bunker that he'll hold this bunker shot. And, you know, it's hard to hold a bunker shot. You know, it's a different type of shot. But he played it extremely well. And, you know, he's just great for the game. And, you know, he sits right in between Nicklaus and Tiger in that 10 wins on tour under the age of 24. So bigger and better for Jordan to come.
A couple of handy names there, aren't there? Just on that, the celebration was great. But the fact, I think he was in there on the 18th, wasn't he? And he just missed with his chip out of the same bunker, but he learned his lesson.
Yeah, he certainly did. And not to take anything away, but those bunkers are absolutely pure. You know, people that play the game, you know, you go to Van Boogle and the sand's really heavy and it's hard to get the ball out. Well, those ones at Connecticut are just the purest sand. So if you can't get out of them, you must just pick it up and walk back to the clubhouse. So, but he did make it extremely easy, look easy, I should say. And, you know, his short game is immaculate. It is ridiculous how good it is. He's leaving the other players, you know, far behind with how good his short game is, because his long game is okay, but it's not great.
Right.
Yeah, it's fantastic to see him bounce back. These great players, Gowie, they go through their downs, don't they? And they'll miss maybe a cut or two, and then they just bounce back.
Yeah, they do. They know it's a cycle. It really is a cycle. When I first got on tour, I actually heard Steve Elkin talk in the locker room, and he was talking to some guys. He said, "Man, you just got to get your cycle right." And I walked out scratching my head. You know, what are you talking about? But after a while, you figure it out. It's no different to club golf. You know, you'll have 2 or 3 weeks or 2 weeks really good, and then you'll just fall over the other side, and then it'll be progression back up. And it's about managing your game. And Tiger did that extremely well over the years when he did play. And Adam Scott's doing that better now. Jason Day is doing that. They're all educated from probably Tiger. But guys like Jordan Spieth, who love playing the game. Like, this guy could play 40 events a year, but he's had to, you know, put a hold on it because you just can't play good every week. But, you know, it helps. He's quite a feat other than Jordan winning last week. It's Cameron McCauley, who's an Australian, a Queenslander, believe it or not, who's been over coaching in the US for about 15, 16 years. He's coached Jordan Spieth in the same week. He won on the LPGA, or he didn't win, one of his players, so you won. It went to world number one, and that's a world first. Now, he's had a win in both the big two tournaments, men's and women. So Cameron McCormick, just a quiet fella, going around his business. He gets the tournaments, he comes in on a Monday and leaves on a Wednesday, doesn't stay for the event, and goes back and teaches. And he was back in Dallas teaching. Whilst both of these were winning, he was actually teaching. He didn't get to watch it. He watched it when he got home that night. So, loves teaching the game of golf, and he's been recognised for that. He got Teacher of the Year last year in the US, and just a real unassuming guy. But I'll tell you what, he gets some good players under his belt.
Gee, he'll be highly sought after then. It's interesting about that, because I don't know if you were aware of the Jeff Horn-Manny Pacquiao fight, because his trainer, Manny Pacquiao, is Freddie Roach, who's a legendary trainer, but he just comes in for the last 6 weeks of a Manny fight. So same sort of thing with the golf coach.
Well, very similar. The coaches are changing a bit now. They're sort of letting the players teach themselves, in the sense that they don't need to be there every 5 minutes. And I'm no disrespect to David Ledbetter, but he was building a brand and his name, and he had to be in face of Nick Faldo and Nick Price. And then when he was teaching Greg Norman, he always had to be there. He had to be on tour. He had to be in front of the cameras. Mm. And he did an extremely good job of making a lot of money. But guys like Cameron McCormick and Dale Lynch and Steve Benn, they're never to be seen. They're trying to teach their players to fix it themselves. When it goes off, or they hit a few shots to the right or left, or they're chipping bad, is they're giving them processes to fix themselves because they don't want to be there holding their hand. And I think it's a great way to go because you've got to figure it out yourself sometimes in sports and in life. And, I think the way they're starting to teach is extremely good. And it's led by Cameron McCormick and Colin Swatton and guys like that.
Mm. Now, mate, what are we looking at? The Quicken Loans Invitational.
Yeah, this is Tiger's tournament. He won't be there, of course. I tell you what, the more weeks go by, the more you hear Jack Nicklaus come out this week and said he doesn't think Tiger will make his way back. It'll be very difficult. It's Tiger's event this week in Avenel. They're back playing Avenel, which is where they play the tour event for many years. I did play this golf course. This is not a long hitter's golf course. So if you're going through the numbers, you don't have to have a big bomber around this golf course. I like Kevin Streelman. He's not a big bomber. He's at 50-1. We played well last week. I'm looking at guys that are trending up, not down. We're talking about those cycles. And I like Chris Kirk as a roughie at 100-1. He is starting to play really well. He's not a kid anymore. He's a very accomplished player and, awesome player. So it'll be a good event. It's a great golf course to watch.
Top Aussie?
Top Aussie, Mark Leishman. Mark Leishman hosted an event at Joe Hockey's place in that's the Australian ambassador in Washington, yeah, D.C. this week. Curtis Luck and Ryan Ruffles are in the field and they were the guests that week on Tuesday night. So they got to go around and hang out with the Australian ambassador. But Leish is playing great. He played great again last week. Yeah, he's made $2.6 million this year, sort of flown under the radar, only one win, but tell you what, the more Mark Leishman can win, the more we'll see him contend in majors.
Yeah. How's your golf going, Gowie?
No, well, I've just pulled up here at Bonnie Dune Golf Club.
Oh.
I'm ready to play. So I haven't played for a few weeks, so it'll be good to get
Where's
out
the dune at with their holes? Are they
all done? This is my first day to go see the brand new holes that Mike Clayton and Jeff Ogilvie have designed. I've heard they're really good, but that's coming from Mike Clayton. So I'll tell you why next week. But I like Bonnie Dune. It's a good golf course. And, head out there. Hey, USR things open this week. Faldo's in the field. I like Joe Durant this week. You might get him at odds. Only one Aussie in the field, and that is the great Chuck Fowler, Peter Fowler. He's having his best up in Massachusetts. So good luck to the boys there.
Good on
stuff,
you, Gowie.
Lovely
appreciate
to chat.
That.
Thanks, fellas.
Well done, mate.
Have a great round.